The U.S. has stepped up pressure for political change in Venezuela by introducing a range of new measures. 15 senators have introduced bipartisan legislation that will provide $400 million in new aid. The bill revokes U.S. visas for relatives of sanctioned Venezuelans. It also removes sanctions on Venezuelan officials who recognize U.S.-backed opposition figure Juan Guaido as leader of the Latin American country. Venezuela's elected government accuses Washington of using aid shipments as a smokescreen for regime change. Oil-rich country is embroiled in a financial crisis triggered mainly by U.S. sanctions. Joining us now out of London for more on the story is Isaac Biggio, political commentator. Hello, Isaac. It's nice to have you back on the program. Your thoughts on the U.S. continued attempts at to meddle in the future of the Venezuelan country?
Well, first of all, this is a bill. It's not a law. And it is divided in two. Half is for Guaido, and half is for other countries that support so-called Venezuelan refugees. And, well, we don't know when it's going to be passed. And it's another pressure against Venezuela. I think that this is the most interventionist policies that any other USA government have had already in South America. They don't allow any banks to trade with Venezuela, any countries to buy or sell to Venezuela. They are openly trying to militarily intervene in Venezuela, and they designed a puppet so-called president in Venezuela who doesn't have any popular support, has not been elected, has not ruled any territory, or has not have any armed force, and they are trying to impose him as an undemocratic president of Venezuela. We have never had that situation before, and I think that the USA now is running out of options, because after 3 months of Guaido being installed as so-called president of the National Assembly, he is not popular, and he's every time less and less powerful inside Venezuela.